I have with me on the phone right now Dr. Mia Karamina, who is a physician at the DuPage Medical Group. And such a hot topic right now is obviously the Zika virus. Good morning, Dr. Karamina. How are you?
Good morning, Brooke. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. And, you know, the Zika virus, we're hearing all about it all over the news, places that you should and shouldn't go, people who are, you know, more susceptible than others. Can you first explain what is the Zika virus?
Sure. Zika virus is a mosquito-borne virus. So basically, it's similar to some of the other tropical infections like dengue fever and chikungunya fever that some people may have heard of in the past. And, you know, we've known about Zika virus for many years. It just became more of an endemic issue in the last several months. So basically, patients are bitten by an infected mosquito. Right now, the hotbed areas are Central and South America, and these are aggressive daytime biting mosquitoes. So they're kind of biting during the day, not at that typical dusk time that we think about in mosquitoes up here in the Northwest. So basically, the bites can be pretty, pretty painful and can cause a welt. And then if the mosquito is infected, like 3 to 7 days afterwards, patients can sometimes develop flu-like symptoms, rashes, bright red eyes, and fevers. And those would be the hallmarks of a Zika virus infection.
So wait, a rash, fever, you said bright red eyes.
Bright red eyes.
Like bloodshot bright red?
Yep, they look like bloodshot eyes. It doesn't look like a typical, you know, pink eye infection where there can be a little more drainage. It's actually just bright red eyes that they get.
That is really bizarre. I've never heard about that. Now, why all of a sudden are we hearing about it? Why all of a sudden? Is it because one person happened to go someplace and get it and bring it back here to the United States? Or is this something that is relatively new? Do you know what I mean? Because this hadn't been coming up 6 months ago. This wasn't coming up even 2 months ago. It's just now all of a sudden coming to light, so I'm wondering why.
There have been other outbreaks of Zika virus in the past, but we never connected the possibility that Zika virus could lead to significant issues in pregnancy until this past fall. That's what made it hit the media, when they realized there was a spike in Zika virus cases correlating with a spike of a certain birth defect in Brazil called microcephaly, where babies are born with misformed heads and smaller brains.
Okay.
A pretty significant abnormality.
Yeah.
We still have not had a confirmed link between Zika virus and microcephaly cases, but there's a highly probable link, and that is what made this really hit the media.
Okay, and you know, one of the things that we've heard about in the news is they're strongly encouraging pregnant women to stay away from certain places. So obviously, when you're talking about high risk, pregnant women are up there. Is there any other group of people that would be considered high risk, like maybe elderly or really young children, something along those lines?
Pregnancy by far and away is going to be the highest risk group, and those who are intending to become pregnant, because Zika virus in one is only symptomatic in one out of every five patients. So a patient who is trying to become pregnant or thinking about becoming pregnant may indeed have Zika virus exposure and not know that they have been exposed to it. So there is a risk at that point. With all viruses, the very young and very old, it can sometimes be uniquely susceptible to having more significant infections. So, you know, that's always on our radar as well.
Well, that's why I asked, because usually when you hear about something, some sort of infection, it seems to be, you know, high risk always seems to be, even with the flu and talking, you know, people talking about getting flu shots, it seems like high risk is elderly and real young.
Yes, that would definitely be an age group that I would be more concerned about. But again, most of these patients who experience symptoms, the symptoms are generally mild. In fact, compared to some of the other mosquito-borne infections, Zika is a pretty mild disease process, and again, really only lasts a few days.
Okay.
So it's usually not as significant as some of the other mosquito-borne infections.
So somebody who does have Zika virus, are they hospitalized? Are they given anything, or are they just told to you know, steer clear of others while this infection, because you said it's a virus.
Sure.
So there isn't any medicine then that can be given for it, right?
Correct. There's no treatment aside from time and rest and hydration and proper nutrition. And generally these symptoms self-resolve over the period of a few days.
Okay.
Patients, you know, that have symptoms are generally not hospitalized unless they're having some significant and unexpected issue. There are some pretty severe neurologic complications that are very rare, but if something like that were to happen, that would require a hospital stay.
Okay, so for the most part, people who get it don't need to be hospitalized, and they just kind of have to wait it out.
Exactly.
Okay, and, you know, we have spring break coming up here pretty soon, so a lot of people are going to be heading south.
Sure.
Are there specific places people should really, just for safety's sake, avoid right now?
Sure. You know, I as an osteopathic physician, I have a very patient-centered approach to my travel consults, and I do have a travel clinic that I operate with DuPage Medical Group as well. During my travel appointments, this is a very common question as to, you know, what are the areas to avoid?
Mm-hmm.
Who are the people that should avoid travel to these areas? So the hotbeds right now are Central and South America, specifically Brazil and Colombia. Those
okay.
are where the most infections are. We do have some infections in the United States. At this time, we have no confirmed infections acquired in the United States. These are patients that traveled elsewhere, came back, and were subsequently tested in the U.S. and found to be positive. So right now, at this moment, there are no travel advisories for the southern U.S., where we do expect eventually there may be.
Right.
But for anyone who is pregnant or intending to become pregnant, we are recommending postponing any non-essential travel to the Central and South American areas where the Zika virus is prevalent at this time.
Okay, because I have a girlfriend of mine is pregnant and was just planning to go to Florida, but because this was such a hot topic in the news, they rearranged their travel plans because they, like you said, right now there is no warnings for here in the United States, but I think that they just wanted to be super extra cautious, so they even scrapped a trip to Florida.
Sure, and that's going to be, we are going to see pockets of locally acquired Zika virus in Florida, Texas, and in those southern U.S. areas where this particular mosquito, the Aedes mosquito it's called, is also found in the southern United States. So we will be seeing those cases. We don't have any confirmed cases yet, but it will be soon. So it's impossible to tell if next week is going to be safe or next month is going to be safe. We're not sure at this time.
Well, and okay, so let's say that happens and, you know, you have these spring breakers flocking to places like Texas and South Padre Island or, you know, down to Florida. Is there a way, I mean, there has to be a way to help at least arm yourself against
sure.
it. I mean, so you use bug spray like we do up here all summer long on ourselves and our kids. What else can people do?
Yeah, we definitely are recommending the use of mosquito repellents, specifically those containing at least 30% DEET, which can be bought at sports stores and whatnot. Wearing, I know it's summertime and spring break and it's nice and warm, but during those peak times where these mosquitoes bite during the day, wearing something that is more long sleeve or long pants that kind of can be loose fitting, but, you know, to cover as much skin as possible.
Right.
We're also kind of saying stick with the activities during the daytime that keep you away from, like, heavy brush, wilderness, hiking, things like that during the daytime. Keep those activities to early in the morning or later in the evening hours. During the daytime, sitting poolside and you know, being by the ocean would probably be less of a risk to come in contact with these mosquitoes, but certainly using and reapplying mosquito repellents liberally is what we're recommending.
Right. Okay. And really quickly, I want to just backtrack here for a minute about something you said. You said that there were people who could be carrying the virus, but does everyone who carries the virus eventually show symptoms of the virus?
Not at all. Only one in five patients who is bitten by an infected mosquito will ever show the symptoms.
Okay.
We do know that it is probable those who are having significant issues with their pregnancies are those that are symptomatic, but again, we can't say 100%. So there is a risk, you know, to any woman of childbearing age that may have been in contact with a Zika virus.
That's really scary. And, you know, God forbid a pregnant woman were to find out that she did have Zika virus. Is there anything prenatal care that doctors can do?
certainly if a woman does test positive or has symptoms of Zika virus during their pregnancy, because we are having some cases where patients are showing symptoms but are testing negative because the testing is not 100%.
Okay.
So this is definitely an indication for high-risk maternal fetal medicine specialists to have closer monitoring of the entire pregnancy with more frequent ultrasounds
okay.
and looking for particular abnormalities that can arise along the way.
Right, right. All right. Well, doctor, thank you so much. I mean, this has been really, really useful information, and I hope that everybody took notes because this is something that is clearly not going to go away anytime soon.
It's certainly not. We're definitely going to have a spring and summer filled with lots of updates on Zika virus.
Well, Dr. Tara Mina, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us this morning. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.